Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
I'm Shia.
We are your hosts.
And we finish each other's sentences.
So today's show is called...
The Art of Being Yourself. Wouldn't it be nice if you could be yourself in all situations where you didn't have to think, am I doing it right?
You know that time you were really you? You know, when you were just... spontaneously, authentically yourself and how that felt. And you know what it's like when you've been trying to please or do it right and how that felt? Today, we are going to talk about the ins and outs of being yourself so that you can be yourself in all situations.
But be authentically yourself, not the self that you put together trying to fit in at school or in a relationship or in society or at work. You know, it's about looking and seeing what your truth is in each moment.
Yeah, you know, when you said that, Shai, about putting it together in a relationship, just think of all the people that we've worked with where they're really great, really going for it. They're so alive. I remember Diane was so alive, and she ran into a fellow who helped her fix a broken vending machine. She slipped him her phone number. They started dating. It was excellent right up until she fell in love. And then what she did was she shrunk to fit.
And so she stopped being authentic to her own truth and started trying to please this guy. And
actually, you know, truthfully, if I tell one on myself, our first date, Shia, like, wow, you are so different. You're the one for me in this lifetime. And I said, okay. And, of course, later I said, okay, oh, my goodness. But my immediate thought was, but wait, I didn't do anything special. Most of you, most of us, do not recognize the brilliance of simply being ourselves. We think we need to do something to be more or better or a different version of us. Today, let's discover the art of being yourself.
Well, it all starts with listening.
Actually listening.
Really listening, to hear what another person is saying, to hear what we're saying. You see, here's the problem. We're speaking in English, and you speak English. And so when we say a word, you think you know what we're talking about. It's very interesting. We were doing a Monday Night Alive not very long ago, the last one we did, and a fellow at the end of the evening said, well, you know, you sounded just like...
And he had a list of people
that we sounded like. So he never really heard what we said because his mind automatically sorted to insert what we were saying into what he already had read and knew. So he never heard us. He only heard what he thought we were saying. See if today you can listen to hear what's being said from our point of view, since we're the ones speaking, and see if you can listen, not by comparison to what you already know or whether you agree or disagree with the ideas we present. See if you can just listen. That will pull you into the current moment of now, and that's all it takes to have your life transform, getting here, being here.
You know, it's interesting. When you're actually listening, you're pulled into the moment, and that's all it takes to have your life transform. When you're here... anything is possible. When you're thinking about what is being said, your thoughts access old tapes. And those tapes, you know, the ideas you put together, they aren't necessarily yours. I remember not too long ago, a young person, 3 years old, was talking to me about an opinion about yogurt. And that's yogurt, and it's made with milk, and we don't like that, right, Mom? And it was very interesting because he has opinions for and against things that weren't his opinions. There are opinions put together and given to him. So if you want to discover the art of being yourself,
you have to get back in touch with who you are, not those things that have been put in there that you are assuming to be true because you think them.
And listening really, really is the key. So today, just keep engaging with your ears and bring yourself here. And don't try to apply what's being said. Just listen to it.
Right. See, that's the thing. We're so do-oriented that as soon as you hear something, you say, well, how does that apply to my life?
What can I do with that?
And then you're no longer here because you're off in some future.
It's like, wait. I could do better.
Right. Not. The other thing is we each have a story of who we are based on the history and the story of our life. You know, if we were to ask you where you grew up, you'd have a place. And if we asked you about your parents, you'd have opinions of them and their strong points, or more likely than not, their failings. But your story keeps you from actually discovering who you are in this moment of now.
We talk a lot about letting go of your story in all of our books. Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life.
Recently been re-released by McGraw-Hill.
Did you get your book yet? I mean, we've had it out for a little while now, but I'm telling you, if you want to look at being yourself and letting go of your story right from the preface, right from the very beginning, you hear our story, and you get to see how we let go of things and how easy
it can be
for you. And there are whole sections in that book and also in How to Create a Magical Relationship where we're talking about you can be invested in the story of your life or you can have a life. You can think about how to do it right or you can have a life and be yourself. So the art of being
yourself.
What do we want to talk about next?
What do we want?
Well, you know, being yourself is not in opposition to anything.
I know that, but do you know that?
You know, lots of times people are like, well, I'm not like them. I'm not like my mother. I'm not like my father. I'm not like my siblings. And the next thing you know, you have to throw out everything about them because you're so locked in opposition to them, you can't actually be yourself.
Yeah, so being yourself is a factor of self-discovery, and you discover yourself by being in the moment of your life rather than thinking about who you are. We once did a course, Satori, that was about a week long, and what we did was talk about somebody would ask us a question like, who are you? And then for 8 or 10 hours, you would give all the ideas you had of who you are. That's not how to discover who you are. That's just unloading the recording machine of your mind and listening to it back as though it's the truth. What if there's nothing you need to do to discover how to be the perfect you?
What if you already are
the perfect you?
In fact, you are. You know, that's the second principle of instantaneous transformation. You can only be exactly as you are right now.
That's right. You can only be exactly as you are right now. That's the second principle of instantaneous transformation. The first is anything you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life, And so those things that you want to change about yourself or fix about yourself, well, you know, all those New Year's resolutions you made a couple of weeks ago, those are guaranteed to stick around, because by saying you want to be different than you are, that will make you the way you say you want to be, but you're stuck with it.
Are you having the backlash yet?
Anything you resist, you keep around.
You know, it's interesting. Our friend Amy looked at her weight when she was quite a bit overweight through three principles, the third of which, by the way, is anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
And Ariel said allow. She didn't say
accept, which is when you go, ugh. And then you go, okay, well, fine, I'll accept it. So one day we were walking down the street with Amy, and we discovered that she wasn't walking the way we normally had seen her. It was like her weight.
One leg was rolling around the other. She had gained a lot of weight.
That's right. It had gotten incrementally bigger until all of a sudden it was noticeable. And we said to her, you know, look, your family has a predisposition for obesity. You seem to have gained a lot of weight, and I know you're exercising a lot. And she said, yes. Did you need to take a look at it, handle it? She said, I will do it. She did multiple things. First of all, she recognized she couldn't be an ounce lighter than she was, and she did not judge herself for where she was. She did not resist it, and she got interested, an active interest in what was possible. For her, it was Weight Watchers. There's lots of other approaches out there. She did it online. It became a game. She got aware of what she was eating and aware of the impact that each thing she put in her mouth had, period, told the truth. And very quickly, she lost something like 50 pounds. She lost a lot. She's now a size 2. She's so cute. But it happened in her not picking on herself, allowing herself to be exactly as she was in any given moment. And the neat thing was, as she was on this, quote, diet, I didn't see her going anywhere. She wasn't trying to better herself. In that moment, on each given day, how she was eating was a perfect expression of herself into life, rather than trying to get better someday when she got down to size 2. So the art of being yourself really, really tied into being here in this
moment of your life. So we're moving towards a break now.
And we will be coming back. We'll be taking questions. We have some folks calling in today to ask us a few things. So stay tuned. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice airs live on the Seventh Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back.
We're talking about the art of being
yourself, which is, for many of us, really difficult, and especially around the holidays that just went by. You know, it's difficult to express your truth and what's... But you see, so many of us have a difficult time knowing what our truth really is.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that it's something that we... You know, a lot of us learned our truth when we were about 2 years old in opposition to our parents. And whatever they wanted, we did something else. We thought it was independence. We thought it was our truth. And that has been more sophisticated over the years, but a lot of us are still basing our life on how our parents did it rather than on being ourselves and discovering our truth.
And again, we talked about it in the first segment. Your truth is not in opposition to anything. Your truth is a heartfelt expression of yourself. We talk about it a lot. There's a whole section on your following your heart's desires or discovering your heart's desires in our book, Being Here. We are addressing being authentically you.
No matter what the circumstances of your life.
We have a caller from Germany.
On the line. Are you there, Claudia?
I'm there. Hello.
Hello. What would you like to talk with us about
today?
Yes, I think
it's my time to post the question, right?
Yes.
Cool. I had a very nice experience today. I'm doing some research right now for rooms, exercise or event rooms in Hamburg. And it's great because, as I said before, I'm discovering Hamburg new. And it's like, yeah, it's like being in New York in a way, or like to see a city on a, from a new side.
Yes.
And it's great because I love to explore. And I got to know a person who is a flamenco dancer, and she's owning, or actually she's renting, 2 or 3 rooms in Hamburg City.
Yes.
And I just went there by and to look if the rooms are nice and got to know her, and it was so nice to talk to her. Because there was a whole big story behind how, like, 20 years ago, she started the flamenco because she was so passionate about. She went to a vacation in Spain and got to know it the first time 20 years ago and got passionate about. So she kind of transferred it to Hamburg.
So
and
while
I was
question?
Listening to her, I was totally with her, and it was so, it was so awesome to
Claudia.
Imagine those pictures when she
Claudia.
Was on vacation in Spain
may
and
not be able to hear
doing the flamenco dance. And I thought, this is great to feel and to be with her. And then I said, hey, this would be cool to have that, a bit more often actually at the day. And because that's what I felt was being in the moment. So,
so what is your question?
The question came into my mind, how often can you be in the moment per day, you know? Like, because I felt
so
that it's always...
So stop talking.
Claudia, here's the thing. With your phone, if you keep talking, you can't hear us. So we've asked you several questions, and if you can't hear us, it's not your fault. We just want to let you know, technologically speaking, you're having a little challenge. So you need to
But I think this is perfect.
I do, too.
I think this is just like your life, Claudia. You talk, you don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
So
because I couldn't hear you right now because of the technical thing. Sorry to say that. But okay, it's like my
Let us say it again. Ready?
Mm-hmm. I can't hear you right now.
Mm-hmm. You talk, but you don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Good, because that's what I said. Now, here's the thing. You asked if you can be in the moment day in, day out. Was that your question?
Sorry, say that again?
Your question. Would you repeat it, please? The question itself.
Mm-hmm.
It had something to do with being in the moment.
I had the feeling that I'm getting in and out of this. Being in the moment, per day.
Yes, you are, because you're busy talking to yourself about whether you like or dislike certain things. You're disagreeing with the way your life is happening in certain moments, and in those moments when you disagree with the way your life is showing up, in those moments you cannot be in the moment because you're in disagreement with your life.
Okay.
So part of how you lose yourself is by complaining about things that are facts. So if it is cold outside and you complain about it, your complaints do not make it less cold.
It doesn't raise the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, when you were complaining about not being able to hear us well, that complaint stopped you from being able to hear us as well as is possible. While now, it seems as if we're communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I see that.
Good. So the name of the game, Claudia, is listening. It's about getting interested in what's being said, not to do anything with it. See, if you actually listen, it will pull you into the moment. And then discovering the art of being yourself becomes very simple.
Okay.
The other thing is, if I'm not mistaken, you do not have a job at the moment. So your job has become finding rental space for a friend who leads workshops that you want to, or does courses and you want to have them to Hamburg. But there's a kind of winding your way around quality. You're really not busy enough. And
yeah, you're not directed.
I'm not directed?
No. Because, you see, here's the thing, my dear. And I do mean my dear.
Yeah.
Because I like you. Surprise.
Yes.
Here's the thing. You asked a question about being in the moment and that you notice that you're not being in the moment all the time. But your introduction to that
question
involved going to Spain to learn flamenco and all kinds of other things that weren't on track to the question itself. And that kind of introduction to a question happens when a person is not clear about what they want to ask, so they just start talking in hopes they'll find it. Now, given that your phone, when you're speaking, doesn't allow us to intrude, so we couldn't stop you, we tried to speak to you to find out what your question was. It took so much longer because you just didn't ask your question. You've been disengaged, Claudia, since you've been home. Since you've been home to Hamburg, you've been disengaged in that you are not terribly directed. You don't have work to go to each day. There's no structure on your life right now that gives you the impetus, the intentionality to get what you have to get done, because your life is open-ended right now without structure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
Yes.
It's interesting how you're answering my questions of you when I ask something tells me that you're not just listening. Now, it may be my English
and the German. Technical. We understand you're having technical difficulties hearing us.
But it's more a sense that you're thinking about what we're saying to see whether or not you agree or disagree with it.
You guys,
you see that?
It's like the voices are sometimes they're totally present, then they disappear again. So it's kind of very hard to, on the one hand, having it loud, and then in the next moment it's disappearing. It's very hard to hear.
Yes, I understand.
But I know. I guess I got what you mean. And I have no structure right now, but even though I'm feeling that I'm, it's very interesting for me to live this life right now and to be in engaged in these things I'm doing right now. I mean, there's lots of nice things around, and I'm not having this pressure of this work I have done before when I was in Hamburg. So it's I'm discovering myself new, and it's kind of very nice feeling, though.
I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Really?
And it's a nice feeling. As I said, I'm discovering Hamburg new, and it's a very nice, and I'm so there are so many windows which opens up for me to see life more deeply and to be interested in lots more things that I did before. So, yeah, and I'm very happy for that. I'm very thankful,
I have a couple of ideas for you.
With you guys. It has to do with me being in New York in the past.
Hey,
hopefully
Claudia?
I still hear you if you ask something or interrupt.
Hey, Claudia.
Are you still there?
Claudia.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Now I'm hearing you again.
We'll see if we can fix the challenges here. And I have some ideas for you. So, everybody, thanks for being with us through our technological shift. No problem. We'll be back shortly. Come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com.
Once upon a time, there lived three energy hogs. Now, an energy hog is what you have when humans waste energy. One day, the three energy hogs set out to find themselves a cottage.
Let's look for leaky windows,
said the first energy hog, for he knew that would waste energy.
Let's look for leaky doors,
said the second.
Let's look for a swing set,
said the third, for he had more blubber than brains. So they set off down the road. Presently, they came upon a tiny cottage where dwelled a clever girl named Dreadylocks.
I hope it has leaky windows,
cried the first energy hog.
I hope it has leaky doors,
cried the second.
I hope it has a bathroom,
cried the third, for only his brains were smaller than his bladder. But Dreadylocks liked playing cool games at energyhog.org. And from energyhog.org, she learned how to use energy wisely. So the three energy hogs were forced to look elsewhere to waste energy and had to use the disgusting restroom at the gas station down the road. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org or waste not, hog not.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
We're talking, or attempting to talk here with Claudia. You still there, Claudia?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, listen. There's something you're saying about finding Homburg in a new way that I really love, that you're finding things in a new way and deeper and all that stuff. But I am hearing something in that you're not just enjoying this time in Homburg. It's in opposition to work and the, quote, pressure you had around work. And work is not a bad thing. There's something about it. And unbeknownst to you, I'm happy you're having a good time and windows are opening. And it's great. But there's something disconnected in it where you're having a good time. And I'm all for that, whether you're working or you're on vacation or you're on a sabbatical from work. But there's something kind of floaty and disconnected in your nature.
Yeah, that can be. I mean, I'm still, there is something which I feel which is blockading, or you have that word blockade, like it's like a blockade.
Yes, there's something blocking you?
Yeah, something, it feels still that there is something blocking me. And I don't know what it is, but.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it.
From time to time, I feel it.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it. If you only feel it from time to time, that means from time to time you don't feel blocked.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So I would enjoy the times you don't feel blocked and stop worrying about the times you have felt blocked, because the first principle of instantaneous transformation is anything you resist, like feeling blocked, will persist and grow stronger.
And that more often.
Hey, we have another caller on our line.
So thanks for calling in today, Claudia.
Yeah, thank you, you guys.
You're so welcome.
Very welcome.
Okay, we've got
Corrine.
Yeah,
calling in from New York.
Yeah, you there, Corrine?
Hi there. Yes,
hi,
I'm here.
Hi.
What's happening?
I wanted to call in. First of all, I want to say that I am such a huge fan of this show and listen to it as often as I can, either live on the internet or also I download and listen to it in my car on the iPod. And it's just a wonderful way to have an opportunity to be with you more often. So thank you for doing this show.
Hey, Corrine, were you playing the game last month, Share with Three People, the show?
Yes, I have been. I have been, and I've been encouraging people from all over the country to join this community and listen online, because I think it's just a great way for people to be. It's great.
No, I'm just taking a moment here. I know Corrine has her question, but as she was talking about being a great fan of the show, we have been playing this game. And if you're new to the show, the game is to share the
show with three different people each week.
And, you know, it's like as you listen and you hear something that touches you, there's very likely that there are people in your life that could use the information, share it. That's one of the great benefits of being here, is that you get to share what's possible with other people. So we're just encouraging you. So, yes, you had a question.
I do. I have found that, having gotten involved with transformation, dealing with my husband's family has gotten tremendously simple. However, I just recently had a circumstance with my own family, and dealing with my own family and my sister in particular, I don't really feel all that comfortable. And the situation came up that our history has always been that my sister and I and my mom were ganged up on my dad. And ever since I started working with both of you and getting involved in being transformed, I started to become more compassionate and to really listen to my dad and to hear what he's saying. And I've gotten a much more authentic, nicer relationship happening with him. But something happened recently where my sister, my father, and I all need to be in agreement about a particular situation. And I thought that my dad and I were together, and I thought my sister was with us. And then out of the clear blue, she just started in with bringing up other issues that irritated and got my father off in a whole nother direction, and now things are like they're not the way I prefer.
Well,
there's a few things you've said so much, it's very rich. So let's pause here, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. The first, it occurs to me, you were battling with your dad, and now you're siding with your dad, and neither place is balanced. You're being right that your sister is wrong. So you're having compassion for your dad, and you're better than her, and she doesn't have compassion. If she could only see that what she's doing is irritating him, then we would be fine, but she's just not with it. So if she would get transformed, a.k.a. change, be better, and not being my annoying sister, then life would be better.
That's absolutely true.
So
good.
You've read our books, right?
Yes, I have.
You know, in Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, we talk about the difference between being right and being alive.
Yeah.
You've been right that your sister's wrong, and when you're right that somebody else is wrong, there's a cost to that, and the cost is your sense of well-being. The cost is your feeling alive and well and loved and caring and cared for in your life. You get to be right that they're wrong, but you lose your heart. You lose yourself. You lose your ability to be authentic to your life because you're caught in this argument where you're right and they're wrong.
You can't be authentic, compassionate with your dad and irritated with your sister and actually think you're balanced in that situation.
No, you're right. You're right. No, I don't feel balanced.
Right. And you know, when we're talking about in how to create a magical relationship, we talk about it takes two to fight and one to end the fight, and it always has to be you.
See, Corrine,
mm-hmm.
You are transformed. So it's up to you to support your sister. You can't expect her to drop her fight. You've got to drop the fight.
Now,
that's a killer, isn't it?
Yeah,
no,
I
to you.
Yeah. Yes, but what I find, I agree with everything you say, but what I find the difficult thing to deal with is my sister's fight with my dad.
Okay, so now, you ready for me to build a context for you?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, what you resist, persist, and grow stronger.
First principle.
So you're resisting her fight with her dad.
And yes. So she's going to continue doing that.
It's not your dad, it's her dad in this case. Fighting with her dad, not your dad. You don't own him.
You share him.
Okay.
That's, Yes, that's true.
And second principle, she can only be fighting with him when she's fighting with him. And third principle, anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
So you, in your disagreement with her, disagreement with your dad, keep it in place.
Do you actually think your dad is getting agitated because she's bringing up irrelevancies and extra things out of the, quote, clear blue?
Your dad is agitated.
However, I believe his agitation comes just as much, if not more, from your disagreement with her.
Right.
You're balanced. You become like, if we were using a Caesar Milan type analogy. The dog whisperer. You are being a calm, assertive presence. When you get irritated with her, the weakest member of the pack, which is your father right now,
he responds to your irritation, mm-hmm. and he gets irritated, and it looks like he's irritated.
And it looks like he's irritated, and it's because of her. But what if...
It all reflects upon your state of being.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say something else. You know, we've been talking about it since the beginning of the show. Shai was talking about it with Claudia, and it was really important. This thing about listening, when she brings up these, quote, irrelevancies that aren't on track to where you want to be going or the issue at hand, then you disagree. You stop listening to her.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Now,
that's true.
It's very cool. I know you don't sound happy yet about this. You
wait. We're not done with you yet. Look, we're going to have to go to a break.
Yeah. Are you available to come back with us after the break?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
great.
Perfect. Now, listen. I guarantee you, and I guarantee everybody, come back. Don't miss being here because I guarantee you, Corina is going to have a lot more fun before we're done with her.
Yeah.
Guarantee you.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
I know, being a college freshman is supposed to be tough, but let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m., and then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus, then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch, Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology, pre-med, and finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Hello, welcome back to
Being Here.
We're talking about the art of being yourself, and we are talking with the oh-so-lovely Corinne, who is talking with us about challenges with her family. Now, Corrine, my friend, you ready for it to get fun?
Yes, I am. I'm actually, during the break, it got more fun for me anyway, but go ahead.
Oh, excellency, transformation.
That's the way transformation works.
So,
yeah,
easy.
I just started.
Transformationmadeeasy.com. See, I slid in our website.
Our website,
just
right.
Me. You want it again?
Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Now, here's the deal, Corrine. Remember when we first met you and your life was oh so dramatic?
Very dramatic.
Is drama fun?
No, it's not fun.
Nah. So, you know, you get back together, you got two of your family members, and you've got the primary unit
for drama. Aside from that, your sister, older or younger?
Younger.
Younger. So when she came home from the hospital.
That annoying little bundle.
No, I was not particularly happy.
You are not. Have you ever forgiven her for that? Really?
I thought I did, but I guess not.
Uh-huh.
How old is your sister?
Oh, my sister is 51 or 51.
Yeah. You know what's really interesting? It's really hard for you to let go of her as a
kid sister,
younger sibling, but, you know, 51, 52,
51, it's pretty, you know, pretty mature.
And I bet you this mature person actually even has some good ideas.
Yeah, no,
right. I imagine she's lived her life, managed to stay alive for 50 years. She's got to be doing something, right?
Absolutely. She's got a family, 3 children, works full time.
Well, then maybe she's not such a dummy.
Oh, no.
Maybe you should listen to her concerns, and if you actually hear them, they may resolve themselves, like magic.
Yeah, you're right.
Listening.
Now, here's another clue. You're going to love it, and you're going to hate it. You ready?
Yes.
If you are in any situation, and you're listening to somebody, like your sister, for instance, and you are thinking that if they would only transform, life would be better, or you're better, and if they would just get this transformation thing, or you basically inserted the word transformation over top of change. You want
yes.
them to change, and then you'll be happy.
That's right.
So whenever you hear yourself saying that, you can be sure you're not in the moment and that you're resisting something. If you just take a breath and get there, life is going to get a whole lot easier. And you've seen it over and over again, these horrific challenges with your aging parents instantaneously shift from being aging and challenges and difficult challenges just to resolving themselves very, very excellently. Ian, you've had the same sister all along.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. You're so right. And there was another key word in there that I had for myself, which is if she would just move over or step aside and leave me to handle this, and that's
right.
probably not a good thing.
Well, you know.
Well, it's an elderly sister thing, you know. I'm older. I know better.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know,
right on target.
You know the other thing? I love that. When you have that thought, if she just move over and let me do it, you have to recognize that you're locked in a battle and a competition that is ages, ages, ages old. And if we go back to the beginning of this show today, we were talking about you can either listen, where you're accessing being yourself, or you think about and you access thoughts that are really old. They're compilations of old things. So when you get the idea, just move over, this is not the 50-some-year-old Corrine. This is Corrine who's irritated that her sister is getting too much attention or credit when her sister's 3 and she's a little older than that.
That's brilliant. That's so brilliant because I see an image from my childhood that was very much like that. I just
yes.
wanted to push her over, push her aside.
Yes.
It's yeah. true.
And you know what? That's not a bad thing. That's so normal.
I mean, if people actually told the truth, Corrine, they'd come to that they have these petty grievances with their siblings
mm-hmm.
that have been there ever since they came home from the hospital.
Yeah. What's so funny is that I was just with a couple weeks ago with my husband's family and his siblings, and I so clearly could see the sister and brother arguing, and I was so able to just be balanced and, you know, kind of just deal with the situation and feel comfortable and just resolve it. It resolved really nicely.
Yes, but it wasn't your family, it was his.
That's right.
And you're hardwired in to the drama that kept your family in motion in your youth.
Very
you know,
true.
It was everybody had their role, and you all played it perfectly.
You're right, and you're right, and I'm resisting. It's so true, because I'm acting as if, you know, like, I can see things so clearly. Why don't you, you know, or
yes.
get over it already?
Yes.
You notice how you say that? There's that heavy eye on that. I can see. That's no different than it's my mother's fault or if only my father. The eye is just really heavy hidden. There's no reality in that. There is no I have it all together. You guys are working as a team for what's best for your father, your mother, and both sisters.
Right.
So to disregard her take on it is like saying, they're important, you're not, go away.
Yeah.
Which kind of sounds like a three-year-old.
Right. Who says, go back to the hospital that you came from.
Well, that makes sense because she's 2 years younger than me.
Right.
Yeah, I remember my sister saying, oh, man, Ariel, you know, my son came up to me and said, Mommy, can I just stick him in the head with a fork now? You know, she's like, no, we're not allowed to stick your brother with a fork. And he'd be like, well, how about if I just push him down the stairs?
Right.
You know, and we've told that story before on this show, and people have come back to us and said, oh, my kids hit that stage. And then I didn't take it personally. It wasn't a bad thing. They're not these awful kids. It's just the nature of kids, and I could laugh at it. I didn't have to resist it, because what you resist
persists.
Grows stronger and
dominates your life, dictates your life, becomes what your life is about. Which
what?
Is really pretty wild, don't you think? People want to have well-being and satisfaction in their lives, and then they disagree with what they don't like or don't want or do not prefer, and that is what they get stuck with.
Brilliant. It's
you know,
really amazing.
You came to your first course with us, and we were suggesting that you had some incompletions with your father and that your life was revolving around that. But there's some truth in that also for you. Now, in regards to your sister, I would say your sister is your best friend right now in living your life with excellence, well-being, and satisfaction, which is all about the art of being yourself, which reminds me, and I used it as a segue, we are doing courses on this theme in March in New York City, the 13th to 15th, and in Hamburg, we're doing this course as well, the Excellence, Well-Being, and Satisfaction Art of Being Yourself course. And I'll tell you something, this wasn't painful for Corrine. She
not at all.
She laughs at it. Can you imagine the chunk of time, the chunk of energy, the massive dissatisfaction that simply not saying that she's fighting with her sister has had on her life? Simply seeing something
is enough for it to complete itself.
A simple shift in thinking will profoundly affect the quality of your life. And we're going to leave you with that. We're going to be back before you know it in New York City, February 9th, How to Create a Magical Relationship Evening. Join us. You can join us on the show. Share it with three people. This has been really terrific. Thanks for being with us today,
yes,
Corrine.
Thanks, Corrine.
No, thank you so much. I really, really enjoyed it.
And thanks to all of you. We've really enjoyed it. We're going to be back with you all next week. We'll be speaking more. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We
hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.